Q94 True Mountain of Rock, and it is a Friday coaches show, and we've got, of course, lots of coaches on every Friday morning, and right now we're venturing off into Oregon County to talk with head coach of the Bobcats, Briar Hancock. Hey, how we doing, Coach?
Hey, good. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations. Nice conference win. You're there, Bobcats, 4-2 on the year, and you know, a couple of back-to-back wins. We haven't talked in a few weeks, but you got by the Houston Tigers and you got by the Kabul Bulldogs. Take us through those last couple of SCA games.
Yeah, you know, playing those guys back-to-back is always tough, especially this year with, you know, Kabul just having that big group of seniors. We just had to really make a great game plan both of those weeks, and our guys did a really good job, you know, following that game plan and, you know, just being the more physical team and, you know, just kind of getting some breaks here and there in the game and, you know, just getting it done. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, that was, you know, the Liberty game, that was kind of a – was that kind of a wake-up? Was that kind of like, guys, we got to go? We got to get out there. We got to hit people. We got to go.
Yeah. You know, the first half, Liberty did a great job, and it wasn't the X's and O's. It was just being more physical. And, playing as many young guys as we do, we have been preaching since day one, you have got to be the more physical team. And us as a coaching staff that week, I didn't think that, you know, myself did a very good job getting those guys to that point. Liberty played tough that first half and the second half as well, but our guys just just kind of came out flat there, and that's again on me. And what we tried to do on offense that first half, and defensively, preparation was I put that on me. But they kind of took it upon themselves that next week when we played Salem, and that next week of practice looked great. Had a good game against those guys, and we've just been kind of on the upwards trend since then. So,
well, I mean, the SCA conference title, that's not gone. And I know all teams that you've got, you set goals. You want to win your out of conference games. Then you want to win your conference. Then you want to win the district, and and so on and so forth. And a lot of the goals is still up on the old chalkboard for the Bobcats, isn't it?
Yeah, everything right now is still in play, and we just gotta do our job this Friday night and execute our game plan at a high level.
Well, you've got the Ava Bears that you're going to be taking on, and I believe you're headed to the Hill to take on the Bears. But this is of all games with that flex bone, triple option, defensively, if there was ever assignment football, it's going to be this Friday night, isn't it?
Yes. You said it perfectly. This is one of those weeks where if one guy doesn't do their job, they're taking it to the house. And you see that when you watch film against them. One guy just takes the play off and they break it for, a 20-yard gain or a touchdown, a 40-yard gain, flip the field. And, assignment-wise on defense, we got to do a good job of giving multiple looks and knowing what our assignment is on every single play, whether it's midline, inside veer, outside veer, rocket toss, things of that nature. And, our guys, again, X's and O's, it matters, but we have to be physical, on both sides of the ball and on special teams.
Now, offensively, do you see some opportunities for your offense to, because Ava, they're deep, they got several players, but last week Houston put some points on them. I mean, is there some opportunities there for your Bobcats?
The biggest thing is just controlling the clock. You can't allow those guys to have the ball in their hands. And last year we did a good job in the first quarter of controlling the clock. We drive and fumble the football on the one and then get a safety and then drive again and score. And, that's the kind of stuff that you have to do, and except for fumble the ball, turn it over. But those are the things you got to do offensively is take time away from their offense being on the field.
Well, it's patience. This is a game offensively where you just you got to be patient, you know, because it's real easy to get frustrated and want to just go. But yet, just be patient with the process. Believe in the plan and just be steadfast.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, offensively, just cannot shoot ourselves in the foot. We've struggled with that all week, all year, mm-hmm. of just shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, when we're getting in the red zone, we get a holding call, or we get a false start or multiple false starts. So, you know, just we can't afford to do that this week against Ava.
Right on. Hey, everybody, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. Good luck tonight. And, you know, I mean, there's a much bigger picture, but tonight is the night to take care of conference play. So good luck, and we'll chat with you real soon again, okay?
Yep, thanks for your coverage.